Yesterday, you heard about California lawmakers who are looking to overhaul the state's bail system. One component of that bail reform bill is SB 10. It looks to change the way courts assign bail for defendants. KQED's Suki Lewis tells us more.
The biggest cost, if SB 10 passes, will be to set up what's called pretrial services. Some counties already have a department to assess and monitor defendants before trial.
My name is Aaron Johnson. I am currently the director of pretrial services here in Santa Clara County.
Santa Clara is considered a leader in this area, and Johnson's been pretty closely involved with a bill moving through the state legislature. He says concerns about cost are real.
But a lot of what people don't understand is that those costs are already being incurred by housing individuals unnecessarily.
Housing them in jail, he means. More than 60% of people in California jails are pre-trial. In order to release more people and mitigate the cost of monitoring them, some counties are looking at hiring out pretrial services to private contractors.
You were at court today?
She's always at court. Yeah.
Leslie Summers has been working for LCA for over a decade. The company provides drug treatment, runs day reporting centers, and tracks people waiting for trial.
There are a lot of people in custody that could be safely monitored in the community.
If the state bill goes through, Summers hopes LCA's business will grow. And it already is growing. LCA just got a $1.7 million contract to run pretrial in Alameda County for 2 years. They also provide services in San Francisco, Riverside, and Marin counties.
Consistently, private contractors have offered innovation.
Malcolm Feely is a professor at UC Berkeley School of Law and an expert on contractors like LCA. Feely says bail in California is broken, but as the state considers new ways to release people before trial, he cautions that we shouldn't get too seduced by contractors who promise a silver bullet.
Every one of their innovations that I've looked at has widened the net. It's a good idea in theory, but it ends up widening the net, catching more people, putting more people under supervision or under more intense supervision.
And more money for companies like LCA. Feely says it's not the vendor's fault. They're just doing their jobs. But he cautions that the nature of our criminal justice system, from risk-averse judges to business-savvy contractors, is to keep expanding the reach of the state, even as it tries to shrink the number of people who are incarcerated. Aaron Johnson of Santa Clara County says getting a workable bill to reform the pretrial system in California will just be a first step.
Anyone that I have talked to personally has not been against the need for pretrial reform here in California, but they want to make sure they get it done right.
Johnson says SB 10 aims to set a baseline of what pretrial services counties need to provide, but the hard details of how to do that, including keeping vendors accountable, are still being worked out. For the California Report, I'm Suki Lewis.